And to that end, whip out your most ferocious applause for our first Gabbler Dabbler. He's had number one records on both sides of the Atlantic, long-run West End hit plays, big-time films that we've all seen, and I understand he takes blistering penalties in the Jeff Hurst mould. And yet his style could not be more laid-back and insouciant. And that's because he is the snake-hipped king of cool, Mr. David Essex, coming on! Yeah!
I'll be out here, tell you what. Yeah, whatever. Good.
All right.
You see, this could be. What are you waving to?
Somebody waved at me. So.
No, they've been waving all night. They waved at me, Dave. Don't get carried away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This could be bloke meltdown, because I always get these headlines about laddishness and blokishness, but you've been getting them longer than I have. Do you feel particularly a laddish type, one of the new men, blokey persons?
I think I find it easier to sort of hang out with men, although I love women, don't get me wrong. I think women are wonderful. I just, you know, I mean, it's always been football teams, cricket teams, fellas. I mean, I don't go to pubs and do that, really, but...
Did you ever? Were you ever like one of the lads in the dreariest sense, perhaps?
Not in the pub sense, no. I mean, I used to run with the street gangs in the East End, but, I mean, that was because I didn't know any better.
Yeah. All right, but let's go back to when you really, you know, and I suppose you're up against certain prejudices. Oh, this actor's going to make a rock record, you know, because nobody knew that about you then. So you make Rock On.
Yeah.
I know there were attempts before that. You make Rock On. It not only, like, blitzes Britain, but it's a number one record in the USA.
Yeah.
Did you know it was going to be like that? It is a very odd record.
It is an odd record. I just wanted to do something different, you know.
Mm.
And I actually wrote Rock On because of That'll Be the Day. I wrote it to be included in the film. That's why it's got all those Americana images. And I was on the front of Rolling Stone in America, and this fella flew over, you know, with the John Lennon glasses, very serious journalist, and he said... Rock On, it says, a great record. You know the 3-4 section when you say, and where do we go from here? Which is the way that's clear? Does that sum up, focus, the post-Vietnam generation coming back from Vietnam? And I said, no, it just rhymed. Glasses went like
this.
So for street cred, you know, obviously I should have said, yeah, man.
Yeah, you could have, yeah.
But I'm truthful, you know. Yeah. It just, sometimes things come into your mind, you don't even know where they're coming from.